Yeah, I think the most important question is, well, you know, what is a short moment? How do I take a short moment? And it's really natural when we hear that simple instruction, well, you know, short moments of clarity repeated many times become continuous. And I remember for myself, well, you know, what's going on here? They won't tell me what a short moment is. They won't tell me how to do it. And they won't tell me what it's supposed to look like or how it's meant to feel. And it really is so simple. It's just a short moment of relaxation. Just relaxing the mind and body for a split second and noticing this natural presence of clarity. That's all you're doing. There's nothing to be worked out. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just relaxing and noticing what's already the case. It's noticing the way that your thoughts and emotions and sensations and all your experiences are just flowing on by. So when you relax, you allow yourself to notice that. When you relax the need to desperately hold on to any particular point of view, you know, or you relax the need to get rid of any particular point of view. What you're doing is relaxing and really allowing yourself to feel everything fully, to experience everything fully, with nothing avoided. And that's just an amazing way to be, that in clarity you can face everything with complete openness, really absolutely everything. And in gaining confidence in clarity, that's what you're gaining confidence in. Gaining confidence that you really have nothing to be afraid of anymore. Nothing to defend, nothing to prove. And that's just, that is real freedom. That is complete freedom, because it allows you to respond with just this complete uncontrived warmth in all situations, where there's no longer this continual referencing back to all of these ideas we have about ourselves and everything else. You know, where everything to be understood has to be compared to something else, or I have to work out what's my opinion about it. And when I look at my life, that's what I thought it was all about. I thought it was all about me working out my opinions on everything. And I was continually thinking about everything, analysing everything, working everything out, just so I could really get a grip on it, that I could make sense of it all. But I never actually succeeded. And then, no matter how hard I thought about things, no matter how hard I tried to work out what was going on, and reading amazing books with incredible ideas, but I could never actually really feel completely comfortable with what was going on. It never actually really quite made sense. And what's been incredible has been to see that just by relaxing and allowing everything to be as it is, there's this immediate understanding of the nature of absolutely everything. So from this really simple instruction comes this incredible understanding and clarity, but it's not an abstract clarity, it's a clarity of seeing everything clearly and knowing how to act and respond in any situation. So it's totally practical. But my background, I always had an interest in philosophy and the ideas of the self and the I, and, well, what does that mean? And am I an individual, or am I, you know, am I a unified whole, or am I this, or am I that? And it's been amazing to see that, again, just by relaxing and allowing everything to be as it is, there's clarity on this subject as well. It includes absolutely everything. So what I'm basing my understanding on is my direct experience. Not what somebody else has told me, not what I've read in a book. So when I applied this to the perceptions of being an individual, of having a personality, of being somebody, then what I could see was that this was a perception that sometimes arose for me in clarity. So sometimes I was really aware of being an individual. Oh, this is me, this is my body, here I am again. But what I could also see was that this was a perception that occurred spontaneously, and then it resolved spontaneously without me having to do anything about it. So it wasn't this fixed thing that I'd taken it to be. I wasn't going throughout the day going, okay, this is me, here I am, and this is me, oh, I'm this is me. Every now and again, there was this perception. Oh, this is who I am, I'm Toby, and you know, I think these things, and I have these opinions. But none of them were fixed. So I couldn't really use these fleeting appearances to define who I was. So I had this complete understanding in my direct experience of what this self-identity was. It was a fleeting appearance. And it's not about denying it. I did feel that sometimes. I did think that sometimes. So it's not about saying you're not an identity. But what it's also saying is that there's no need to adopt any extreme position. And this is why the support of the community is so important, because it's really easy to adopt these extreme positions. And the extremes in this case, I really am somebody, I really am an individual. And we know the pain of really believing that, how separate we feel, how isolated we feel, how lonely we feel all the time. And there's really no sense of interconnectedness. And the other extreme would be, I'm nobody, I'm nothing, I'm not an individual, I don't really exist. And that's the reason why the example of putting your finger in the fire is given, because you put your finger in the fire and you know whether you exist or not. You have a very intense, direct experience of feeling that pain. It's undeniable. So what you're seeing here is that there's a naturally balanced view that can encompass both of what seem to be these opposites. Because in clarity, there's no opposites, there's no contradictions. Everything is included. And you see that clarity is the view that doesn't need to adopt any particular point from which to view. It includes all of these points of view. And as soon as you adopt one, you're taking up a really limited position. You're not allowing yourself the full potential of any moment. You're not allowing yourself to see the complete potential of every moment and to respond from this overarching view that really just sees everything clearly, that doesn't need to sit and work everything out. And that's fine. It does include rational thought, and you know, that was such a relief to me to hear, because you know, I like thinking about things logically, and it's a really useful tool. But I also saw that when I use this rational approach to understanding my experience, it didn't do the job. And the reason is that clarity does not depend on any particular thought or understanding. It includes all thoughts and understanding. So if you're trying to get to it simply by thinking about it, then you're trying to get something that is beyond thought. You're trying to get there by thinking, and yet it's beyond thought, including thought, but not limited or affected by it. It's this wide open ground that includes absolutely everything, including your thoughts, including your emotions, including your doubts and your fears. And in this short moment of relaxation, that's what you directly experience with whatever is going on. This is extracting the power from these really intense feelings. And we all feel anxious, we all feel doubt, we all feel confusion. And when you can see that you can leave them just as they are for a split second, then you extract this power from them. Because you're extracting the power and recognizing that they are appearances of clarity. They're not something that has this independent nature that can really inform and affect who I am and affect the way that I operate in the world and the way that I behave and relate to other people. So it transforms all of your relating. When you can face anything completely fearlessly, it transforms everything. Because there's nothing to avoid, there's no hidden agendas anymore. You're not trying to get something from other people, you're not looking for a sense of well-being that they can give you. You know deeply that your well-being is to be found and is always accessible in clarity, not in any of the fleeting appearances. And from that stability, the way that you can relate to people in a completely beneficial way You just have to discover for yourself, really. It's amazing to see that all of these things that we thought were really negative become these incredible opportunities. It's amidst the flow of this unpredictable life experience that we have the opportunity to be of benefit. And that comes about naturally by relying on clarity. But this is something that you don't have to believe. You can find it out for yourself. Check out for yourself whether this is true.